John, it's rather difficult to know what to say. Your unbeaten run in the league has come to an end in very strange circumstances. Have you ever seen a finish to a game like that with the two missed penalties?
No, that'll probably be yesterday one. It's disappointing when the second one's going in and so they benefit from punching the ball off a line because we missed the pen. And so that's a bit hard to take, but they don't miss the pens on purpose, do they? They both hit the targets. I don't think they do the best pens in the world, like, but it's unusual to see two subs take pens. I know Billy was injured. Billy's the penalty taker. Billy was carrying an knock. He didn't feel as though he could kick the ball, so that's disappointing. But we've got other experienced players on there. Well, having said that, Terry and Chris are very experienced lads, so you know you can't complain that they've stepped up to the plate. I'm more disappointed, really, with the way we responded to equalising, because we've totally dominated the first half. They haven't got errors. There's only one team on the pitch. And then we've started great in the second half, equalised, and you think, well, we're just going to go on to win the game. And then give Cambridge the due, they upped the game. And for 25 minutes, without creating too many chances, they've pushed us back and pinned us back. And then ironically then, when we get our foothold into the game again, we hit the inside of the post, we're back on the front foot, they break on the corner and it's a horrendous defending by us. So, you know, we can't have too many complaints. On another day, we'd have won this game. We'd have won this game comfortably, but, you know, that's why football's a funny game and it doesn't always go to plan.
Are you able to be philosophical about it at this stage?
What else can you do? Burst out crying or, you know, throw your toys out the pram? There's not a lot you can do, you know. We've got to learn from that 25-minute spell that we had after we scored, where we failed to keep the ball, where we failed to clear our lines, where we failed to get out. We invited pressure on. And I know these inertia in that spell, really. But we went in and then we weren't looking like scoring. And the only time we looked like scoring was, well, just prior to them scoring. And then, well, the last 10 minutes, it was like the animal.
You mentioned the defending. How disappointing were the two goals you conceded today?
Well, one from a set player, it's a silly foul to give away. We've kept Piero unbelievably quiet. He's hardly had a kick. And he goes and makes one, scores the winner. So, sod's law. But we've got to be better. We know we're better. And, you know, without being cheerish, you know, we still feel as though we can finish high in the league. But we've got to eliminate that. And we've got to be certainly more ruthless, certainly have penalties.
Does it show how close games are in this division? It's not the first time. I think it's been a one goal deficit in four or five of your last games.
Well, yeah, it's just disappointing. It's disappointing that we got ourselves into such a good situation in the game and then threw it up.
And the penalties thing, is that decided on the field because Billy says I can't take it and they decide between them?
I didn't know Billy was carrying enough. He didn't look as though he was carrying enough to make some. I couldn't believe it when Billy didn't step up.
And I guess it's back to the rules which have been changed recently, isn't it, for punishments and double punishments and all this kind of thing. But at the end of the day, the ball's going in the net for the one that Brad Halliday punches off the line.
That's the thing that's sickening. So, you know, you benefit from cheating. You won't be the first player to benefit and you won't be the last.
Got to pick him up. Go again Tuesday night. I guess the mood is astonishment, stunned, what, in there?
Well, you know, we've got to be mindful of the way we played in that 25-minute spell in the second half. We were excellent in the first half. Totally controlled the game, and you know, I was amazed that we've gone in 1-0. That's football.